It's your host, Anna Valencia, and a Wine Wednesday, and you're listening to the Vero Insider because you are so smart. That's what you are on a Wine Wednesday in October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and lots of other things, actually. I'm telling you, it's Domestic Violence Month, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Alzheimer's Parkinson's Month. I'm sure there's some sort of edible food component that is also recognized in the month of October. But with these fancy, foxy pink nails, I am doing a little shout out for Breast Cancer Awareness, of course. And
she is representing.
That's right. And we shall soon be drinking some pink wine because that's what one does in the month of October. Just showing my support, y'all.
When does one not drink wine?
Well, that's a great question.
Okay.
And I don't believe in that philosophy of not doing so. That is just crazy. That is. And who is that voice? That's Miss Luana Dupree. She is truly fundamental in the safe space events that are going on throughout Vero Beach, with the next one happening at the world famous Blue Star Wine Bar October 19th. Mm-hmm. Around the corner.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. That's what I'm talking about. It's hump day, y'all. It's Wine Wednesday. Drinking pink wine that you can find exclusively at Blue Star Wine Bar. It's kind of perfect. So tell me a little bit about Safe Space, Luana, and how you got teamed up with this amazing organization.
Well, I met Art a couple of years ago. He did a... Art Chaska, he was the director of development there for a couple of years, and he came over to our exchange club to let us know what Safe Space was all about. And I had heard about him before because I worked in EMS, and you know, we kind of unfortunately have to run those kind of calls. And
I'm sure.
So
I would just like to say, for the record, you'd probably make a very attractive paramedic. I didn't know you then, but for the record, awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome, though.
But, you know, he came over and he was telling us a little statistics that you don't really realize that it happens that often. It has happened in my family before. I did lose a aunt. She was killed by her husband.
How great. Oh, I'm
so
sorry.
So I knew it existed, but, you know, I just didn't know it existed as much as it did. Say, for instance, just in 2012 in Indian River County alone, there were 582 reported cases of domestic violence.
And those are just the reported ones.
Those are just the reported ones. Those are not the ones that are just, you know, cowering in silence right now, you know, afraid to tell anyone, afraid, hiding behind glasses. And, you know, so those are just the reported ones. And another statistic that, you know, is out there that no one realizes, that there's 4 women killed every day in America by their intimate partner.
Wow.
So, you know, if this were... We had 4 cases of a disease, there'd be an epidemic. But why is domestic violence, when women are killed every day, 4 a day, that's not an epidemic? So Safe Space is, you know, they...
Just that. It's a safe space for these ladies to get out of those situations.
Right. And, you know, it also helps them rehab and get back on their feet. They do have a program where they're actually helping them do that. They do as well, you know, the kids... There are forgotten people in this, but, you know, Safe Space hasn't forgotten them. They tend to repeat the patterns they see.
Almost
so
definitely.
So they do offer counseling for breaking the cycle as well. So, you know, you're helping the ones that are in need right now, and hopefully, you know, making sure it doesn't happen in the future too. So I applaud everything they're doing, and I just wish it was around, or my aunt could find one when it happened to her, but... Unfortunately.
So now this is your personal crusade.
It is.
And you are doing amazing at bringing the exposure. Last weekend, you held an event at Waldo's. Shout out to our Waldo's boys.
Whoop,
bravo.
Whoop. Thank you, Lee.
And so the concept behind the event is some of Vero's most dashing and influential men put on some incredibly bright red
Stilettos. Yes, ma'am.
What's up, boys? Now, tell me the average height of this heel.
There are 4-inch heels.
Well, you know, that kind of shows them what it's like to walk. And yeah, it's got to walk a mile in our shoes, yes?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. They actually did really well.
last week, the performers. Who were some of our walkers? So we had a Richard Geyser. He's been on our show before.
Yes, and he actually did pretty well. They had the Sexy Leg Contest, so Richard was in that, of course. We had Rob Philana, Mr. Personality.
Oh, he is pretty dynamic.
he's pretty
amazing. Did any of the men shave for the occasion? Did any of them shave their legs?
They did not. We had
a
firefighter.
Yeah, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hippied, but that's all right.
We had a firefighter, Joe Walls. He came out and
that was nice.
He donned the heels for me that night. Of course.
I'm sure he did.
Art Chaska, he always does that kind of stuff because even though he's still not with Safe Space anymore, he's still very, you know, involved in all of their activities and keeping up the, you know, just helping with the cause. So we appreciate that. He hasn't forgotten where he came from. We had a couple other guys like Eric Flowers, who's with the Sheriff's Department, as well as Bud Spencer, who is my co-chair. I can't remember all the rest of them right now, but there are 10 very fine, very handsome men walking in the red heels for us on Saturday, collecting money in the Sexy Leg Competition. That was
that's
amazing.
Fantastic. That takes a special kind of man to be able to do that. I tell you what, it's really yay! Hi, Blue Star, handsome person with Rosé.
Ladies.
Hi there. Have a seat in that black chair, please. And I happen to have a wine key here, very conveniently located in my hand. So when they're going around collecting all this money, that money goes directly to the foundation.
That's correct.
But there is an overall larger event, right?
There is a huge event on October 26th. It will be in the Indian River Mall. It's called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. So we had a representation of the 10 guys there, but last year there were over 100 men walking in the red heels to show that they, you know, support, you know, Domestic Violence Awareness
Bravo,
Month.
Bravo, 100.
Yeah, so we're still accepting, you know, looking for more men to walk. We're looking for partners to partner with Safe Space, and there's different levels. You can go on safespace.org and find out more information. You can call them. I did not bring the number with me, but I apologize.
Well, we have time to look that up in our fancy technology.
That's true. We
as
do.
I point to her iPhone, just go ahead and do it. Hi, Glenn from Blue Star. Glenn.
Hey there, how you doing, everybody?
How's it going?
Hi, Glenn.
I'm doing good. How's everybody doing today?
Well, we're doing great. We were talking about the upcoming Safe Space event that's going to be happening at Blue Star on October 19th.
That's right.
Are we wearing red shoes again this year?
That is correct.
Oh, love that. Love that.
As do we. And so I would recommend ladies to bring some single dollar bills, y'all.
We accept 10s and 20s, too.
That's right. That is exactly right.
Girl.
Make them really work for it, though, ladies. But that's going to be Dern Rooftop at Blue Star, which is featuring St. John's Wood. So you're going to have an amazing variety of people and number of people to be had. And that starts right at 6 o'clock. Rooftop is from 6 to 10.
And that coincides with our event. So.
Terrific. And then, of course, the music doesn't
stop
there.
So that'll be 2 weeks from now?
That's correct.
Cool.
So that does, but the music does not stop because at 10 o'clock, Kitty Wagner has has picked out some music to take us through the rest of the night till close indoors.
Awesome.
Abiding by all, see the empty glass? Would you feel that? That's lovely. to take us through to the rest of the night. You know, I tell you what, city ordinance says not too loud on the beachside after 10, so. We're just, you know, paying our respects.
We'll try to keep it down.
That's right. We're going
to
try.
Keep it down. Yes, keep it down.
But, of course, bringing lots of awareness. So there's different levels. So men that just want to be able to walk and do their part to help earn money and be featured on the 26th, they can come in on just that level?
We suggest a $50 donation that covers the cost of the shoes and a T-shirt. And, you know, it does have some of the money will go to Safe Space. But there are partnership levels. There's a $250 partnership level all the way up to a $5,000. So wherever you feel like you are comfortable contributing, they accept it. You know, it doesn't have to be in a partnership level. I mean, any amount is appreciated. So, but there are suggested partnership levels.
Absolutely. Well, that makes sense. And it's good to know that for as little as $50, men that want to be able to help and bring awareness to this epidemic, though it might not be classified as such, can, you know, don those red shoes? And do they get to keep them, like little souvenirs?
No, they do not.
Probably not advisable.
Really?
Darn it.
I question that. if they did.
I took mine last year.
That explains everything.
But, you know, we had at Spectre's Off, where I actually work, we had a huge team there last year, and all the guys were thinking of what they were going to wear with their red heels. And one was like, I'm going to bring my tutu. And one's like, I'm going to wear my fishnets. I'm like, dude, it's called walk a mile in her shoes, not her clothes.
But they really want to get into the spirit of things. I'm something a little more pink wine, and they're next thing you know, they got wigs, makeup, the whole nine. God bless those boys. Spectrosoft won as company of the year from the private industries, right?
Last year, yes, they did.
I remember your dress when you accepted the award.
I think it's the same one I'm wearing today.
Were you wearing red shoes?
No, she was not. Look at those shoes, though. They're very fancy.
Yeah, they're pretty hot.
Awesome. We love shoes.
I love shoes.
No, really.
Shoes. We love shoes.
Shoes.
Okay, so Rooftop coming up around the bend. But, you know, tonight, being Wine Wednesday and being that Blue Star has live music Tuesday through Saturday.
Every night, Anna, every night.
That's right.
Chiquita.
We have Chris Fenn. Yeah, he'll be playing tonight. And then tomorrow is Ed Shanafee.
Ed Shanafee's back in town.
Magic piano man.
Yeah, he's fantastic. We love Ed.
Yeah, that'll bring some good. Now, I'm sorry, what?
No.
He went away, yeah?
Yeah, he did.
And now he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
To play.
Piano.
How was his turnout last week?
It was excellent. It was nice.
People were happy to have him back. Yeah.
Ed and Ed Jr. and Kate Shanafee, they're all back. Got the Shanafee crew back.
That's so spectacular.
Yes, a lot of Frank Sinatra, a lot of Tony Bennett.
And he starts a little earlier, because sometimes live music at Blue Star doesn't start till about 8:30, but Ed Shanafee goes on a little bit earlier, yeah?
Yes, he does, about 7 o'clock.
See, there we go.
Right.
It's a Vero Insider telling you, what's up, folks? What's up? Listen, don't go anywhere, because there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Beachling Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, y'all.
Hey,
welcome
now.
Back, y'all. Vero Insider Wine Wednesday with your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, sitting beside Luana Dupree, promoting the upcoming Safe Space event at Blue Star during Rooftop, October 19th, 6 to 10 p.m. What's up?
Fantastic night. It's going to be a good time.
Ow. And that handsome, deep voice over there is Glenn Schwarzkopf with the Blue Star Wine Bar. Always a pleasure, sir, especially when you're packing bottles of rosé.
That's how we roll.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and in conjunction with lots of other things. In fact, to mention a big event, Thursday, October 17th, out at the Vero Beach Outlets, will be the kickoff of the Making Strides American Cancer Society Team Rally Reception. So it's a big network extravaganza where White Glove, Moving Storage and Delivery, as
love
well.
It.
Love
that place.
Love that place.
Great
love
place.
Them. They do so good. You know, it's really the attention to detail that matters.
Get your white glove on.
The amazingly affordable prices are just a bonus, folks. That's right. But anyhow, so White Glove and Pac-Mail Beachside will be out there as some of the sponsors for this big Making Strides event, where we will be pouring or raffling off pink wine.
Maybe pouring a little bit, too.
Maybe pouring a little bit as a gift to somebody that walks by.
May happen.
By my satchel. Just saying. So, yeah, so that's from 5 to 7 down at the Restoration Hardware indoor and outdoor venue at the end there. Right at the Vero Beach Outlets from 5 to 7 on the 17th, which is a Thursday. Have you ever been to Restoration Hardware?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's awesome.
It has the word hardware in it, so.
Well, you know, they have, like, all sorts of pillows. Well, you know, it's home decor.
Oh, well, they should say that.
Yeah. And it's pretty interesting,
correct.
Just saying.
You're not going there to buy a wrench, a couch, or
no, but
cushion.
You could get some knobs. And some shelving, if you wanted.
No.
Easy. That was innuendo.
Never know when
thanks,
you
producer.
Need a knob.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
So October 19th, the same day as our Safe Space Blue Star Rooftop Extravaganza, on October 19th in the morning at the Riverview Park in Sebastian is the Making Strides for the Sebastian teams. And so that starts bright and early with check-in at 7:30. And the walk begins at 9 a.m.
And
so
is that sponsored
that's a busy
by?
Day. That's put on by the Sebastian River Medical Center.
Amazing.
Thank you, Sebastian River Medical Center, for all you do and for teaming up with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Just saying. Thank you. All right. So who else? Oh, Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing. And, you know, for those of us that are getting prepared for season, you know, all of our snowbirds are coming back, and we love you, and we're so excited to offer all of our amazing services to you. But I tell you what, as you get into the swing of things, and if something goes wrong in your place of business and your insurance is not in place with that flood protection and other security measures, and you don't know what you have, getting a second pair of eyes on it for free, compliments of Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, can make sure that in the event of something going wrong, that you're still functional and doing business, which is key. Because you only get one chance to make an impression, I tell you.
Tommy's fantastic. He'll help you out.
That's right.
Been with us for a long time.
Sure will. In fact, you can reach all of our sponsors when you go to theveroinsider.com and click on our sponsors tab. All of them live link. And you know who else we wanted to give a little credit for? Because it's the last couple of weeks.
Who's that?
For Sandridge. It's the last few weeks of their fall junior golf program.
Oh, wait.
It's awesome. They work with kids 7 to 14-ish, mm-hmm. and they help them with all their short game skills and their swing technique, and it's only for like an hour on Tuesdays. So the sessions, the last session runs October 29th, November 5th, 12th, and 19th, and it's only $50.
Charlie Brown.
That's right. Charlie will be in it. Pretty excited.
Rooming the next Tiger Woods.
That's or Ricky Fowler. You know, whatever.
Oh,
Charlie's going to wear a great use of color.
Someone's got a crush.
I sure do. He's delicious.
That Puma orange.
Oh, my gosh. It's my favorite. So, yeah. So, Sandridge Golf Course. And kids ride and get to play for only $1. Did you know that?
I did not know that, Anna.
That's nice. So, it makes you it encourages bringing your children out to play golf with you.
Yeah.
It's important. And now you can even do your tee time with an app from your iPhone. Or Galaxy, whatever it is that people have. Android, whatever it is.
Still trying to figure that one out.
I'm sure you are. Not very techie. All right. So what else do we have going on? This is all very exciting stuff, folks.
I just stepped up to the plate with the Android.
Yeah.
A little difficult.
It's a learning curve.
It is a big curve.
You just
got
to touch it. You just, yeah. If you want something to come true on your phone, you touch it.
Touch it, slide it, whatever you want to do.
That's right.
They're not that hard. Really
it's,
not.
Been difficult though.
It's a big learning curve.
Yeah.
Did you look up that phone number, Luana, while we were on commercial break?
I did look up that phone number. Oh,
fantastic! Because we were talking earlier about how for Safe Space, not only is there the October 19th kind of kickoff event at Blue Star, but there is a bigger event on the 26th at the Indian River Mall, and sponsorship opportunities are available.
You can dial toll free 800-500-1119. And as for any information that I did not give you on this show tonight. So, but again, you can sponsor at any partnership level. The big event's on October 26th in the Indian River Mall starting at 10:30. And we're going to
have... In the AM?
in the AM.
Okay, just checking.
And we're going to have a big kickoff event before that at Blue Star at starting at 6:30 on October 19th.
With St. John's Wood. They are so
fantastic,
awesome.
Fantastic, Ben.
How was Beatles. That? How was that piano acoustical thing that they had done this past weekend, Glenn?
It was very good. It was very good. Yeah, it was nice.
Different,
It was definitely different. Like the fact that Steve brought in the keyboard, it was nice. It was a good time.
Very nice.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little bit more acoustic. They still rocked it out.
I'm sure they did. Those boys know what they're doing.
They do a good job.
Can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, out of
stellar.
All the bands that we have, they are one or two on my list, and they're fantastic. So come check it out and support Safe Space.
And just to put it out there, should anyone not know where Blue Star Wine Bar is located, it is at 925 Bougainvillea
Lane,
which is right in between Cardinal and Ocean Drive.
Right across the street from Waldo's.
That's right. So you can't miss it. And, you know, we just ask that you come out and support and, you know, make men strut their sexy legs.
Yeah, put some red shoes on, man.
That's
Let's
right.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Donna, for that great note. That was a good note. So 925 Bougainvillea, that's a little...
Do they make red sneakers or just red shoes?
Oh, come on, man up. Wear the heels.
Yeah, that's right.
I wore the heels last year. I was on a bar with heels last year.
And you know, no one can say they didn't appreciate that. We did. We appreciated that.
A lot of love
And
out
you
there.
Look good doing it.
Thank you.
You sure did, Glenn.
Totally did.
Okay, so last week we wanted to know what percentage of wine sold in restaurants did red average in comparison to white wine sales?
I'll say 60.
Very close. Very close. How about you, Luana?
I only drink reds.
Well then, fancy pants.
Well, actually, can we go over this really quick? I know we only have a few minutes left here, but what kind of wine do you drink?
Huh? Well, when I come to Blue Star, it's Dawson's Creek, Beaver Creek.
Tortoise Creek.
It's actually called Bishop's Peak.
Oh, but Bishop's
Luana
Peak.
Luana likes to call it Dawson's Creek.
He asked me.
I
already had three glasses.
I think somebody liked the TV show Dawson's Creek. And is now called
No.
Luana.
I had three glasses of wine. He's like, well, what are you drinking, Luana? I'm like, I don't know. Dawson's Creek, something like that.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Dawson's Bishops. You know, it's close.
It's super close.
All right.
Well, that's because red wine sales make up 55%
so close.
Of the overall sales for restaurants. So that, you know, it outnumbers the white and clearly the pink.
Those I win a present for that? I was close. I was 5% off.
Yes, you were. Good job at doing basic math. However,
really?
No, you don't win a prize.
A t-shirt or something here?
But for those that answer correctly on the Facebook page, do in fact get a free drink at Blue Star. So that's kind of cool.
You'll get to wear the red heels on October 19th.
Can't wait.
That's what you get as a prize.
So now, speaking of percentages, because I'm in a percentage sort of mood. I want to know what percentage of wine produced in America comes from California.
Are you asking me or Luana or Dad?
I mean, you guys can poke a guess.
Donna?
I mean, you're welcome to try. So what percentage of wine made in America comes out of the CA? Cali. And it can be all regions of Cali. It's not.
40%.
I would say 45.
Interesting. Yeah. That's not correct on either end.
Donna, do you have a bid on that, Donna?
Yay for trying.
Anything, Donna? No.
You know what you can do?
I'm going to put out 19.
Ooh, I'm asking you guys to go much higher. With that being said, you can drink wine while you're getting your manicure or pedicure while you're at Foxy Nails. Did you know that?
I did not. Good to know, though.
It is good to know. You can bring your own or they have some. Me too.
I was just on a
little Disney cruise, so I'm ready for a fresher upper. But because of the month of October, and you mentioned the Vero Insider, Foxy Nails will give 20% off of your service. So manicure, pedicure, even lashes. They do lashes there.
No.
Yeah.
I could use a touch up on the lashes.
Yeah. Those long, luxurious lashes,
Glenn.
Okay.
They're a little flaky.
Well, please. Visit theveroinsider.com and make sure that you visit us at Blue Star Wine Bar. Cheers.
Cheers.
We are. Yeah, I said it. We are. You can call me Caesar. In a dark Caesar. Please follow the leader. So, Eric B., we are.